This conference is being recorded.
Okay, good evening, TNT. And glad to hear from you guys, see you guys, talk to you guys. It's a great day in Denar Land, that is for sure. So, let me explain something to you guys, because Pam talked to me and the mods talked to me, and we were talking today. And they said that some of you guys seem to think that I have, I'm kind of bowing out and getting ready to leave and go on vacation or go cash my check and be gone. And I've been giving D.C. more and more time, or some of you guys just think D.C. is just taking over. So we went through that this morning.
News to me, and I refuse to take over.
So, yeah. So we heard that this morning, and some of you say that, I mean, you think D.C. is just our only source of information now, and because we still have plenty of connections, and we go through them all. So let me tell you what's really going on. On our call today, as Ray and D.C. can attest, several times I was reminded, Tony, you can't say this. Tony, you can't say that. Tony, don't say this on the call. So, just so you guys know, I've been trying to hold up my end of that. So what I've done is let DC say everything, then I'll just re-explain what he says. So I don't say what I'm not supposed to say. That's okay. I mean, every now and then it does slip out. But reason being, there is a reason for that. And that as things are so touchy-feely, so close, at times temperamental, and at times recently we've been asked, just don't upset anybody, you know, just don't cause a problem. And we have to look at it on both sides, you know, how you say things and be careful how you say things because people take it the wrong way. And you know, you have to respect everybody because we do have to do that and praise everybody a little bit so we can just get through this so everybody understands that. So that's a little bit about what's going on, but we're still trying to give you all the information and let you know where we are according to what we're getting and then, yeah, what's really happening out there. Not that we're not explaining everything to you, because one way or another I am giving it to you if you're listening, or I'm trying to give it to you without being blatant about it. So there we go. That's what's going on right there. Now, we didn't do a call yesterday, and I said, hey, maybe later if we can or should. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, I really expected to do a call last night. I was really hoping to do a call last night. I was really praying to do a call last night and let it be over. So we delayed the call today because there was more information, more things being done. And as I've already told you, more, Tony, don't say this on the call. Don't say that on the call. DC said, hey, you noticing a theme going on here?
He did get a lot of that, and it wasn't for me. It was from other two wonderful sources.
Yes. Yeah. I wanted to say, maybe you guys should do the call. But anyway, I didn't. I said, okay. But let's go on with the call. All right, so DC, in your 35 mile per hour voice, not 55. Can you tell us where we are right now?
Sure, you got it. So what we have here, folks, we're going to go east to west like we normally do. But I want to address a few things up front, and then we'll do that. One, Tony, this is very much Tony's show, and I'm here to help. And I've said that a lot, and I still very much mean it. He's the boss of this, and I'm here to help and assist, and just that assist. So Tony's still the guy. He still runs, albeit I talk a lot on the radio, mainly because Tony forces me into it. we still talk to a team of about a dozen folks a couple times a day. And I talk to my 17 folks anywhere from 1 to 10 times a day, depending on what's going on. And each person that we talk to has 1 to 3 or 4 different folks they listen to as well. So you kind of figure out where we're going, you know, the level of information we're getting and how many on there. I kind of generally think we have 28 discrete points of contact is kind of the number that it sits in my head with. It's up or down depending on the day, depending on, frankly, mood, depending on how everything is kind of sitting in the world. But that's generally we have about 28 points of contact along the system. Just, again, for background talk. Am I talking slow enough, Tony, for you?
Yep.
Just get more text.
Yeah.
Saying you're talking too fast.
Oh, you did? It was okay with me, but I hear you every day, so I don't know. Go
ahead. You're used to 100 miles an hour. Okay. With that said, we are back at a very good spot. We have taken our sweet time coming back to the same sweet spot and have been for a long time. It is my understanding that everybody's on lockdown again. Everybody being the IMF, U.S. Treasury, CBI, some parliamentarians, some folks at the UN, a lot of bankers, in many different countries, and they're not locked down for fun, just because they're singing Kumbaya. They're locked down for this specific purpose. They have been running tests quite a bit of tests here the past. I'm not going to give a time, but here just recently, with that intent of it going out. It was supposed to be done over this weekend, and yes, my head did explode. But frankly, mainly the U.S. asked everybody to push it back through our Memorial Day for a lot of different reasons, and they obliged by it. So now that it's after the Memorial Day weekend, everything's has been ramped back up since, and we are getting quite ready for it. Kind of give you the scenarios going around. I'm not online, so I don't hear what other folks are saying, so I can't kind of go through it. But we'll definitely take that in question and answer. But the real points are that all the key power players in Iraq are very much in line, very much expect this to go very, very quickly. The CBI is very much playing ball and very helpful. The security around Iraq is extremely tight. They've been in and out of media blackouts and phone blackouts for about 43 hours right now. All the UN folks are very much ready, and they're ready for the actual RV.
Hold on. Yeah, I'm sorry. You left over Iraq. I want to get in more detail in Iraq if we can.
Sure, sure.
Before we go there, so we don't lose.
Sure.
Okay. Go ahead.
No. Sorry, I interrupt you.
I was just going to ask you some questions so you can put out the answers so I don't say too much.
He's also using this as an excuse, guys.
Hey, because you say too much. Anyway, all right. Let me see. Okay, so they need the government still in place, right? Is the agreement still there?
Agreements are still in place. People got a little upset, but everybody was calmed down once they were given a better explanation in terms of the process.
Okay. Now I'm just going to ask you so you can see. Change at the CBI or... Maliki, or you want to talk about any of that?
Let's not, just in case.
All right. See, this guy's where I have to decide if it's going to upset anybody or not. So
just again, we don't want to be the idiots. The 2% chance we're the idiots. I don't want to be that guy.
Okay. So everybody, listen. What I really wanted to give you a explanation of why it didn't happen last night, but you can clearly see I can't tell you. So anyway, what was going on. But anyway, everything's good right now. And everybody's on the same page. So everybody's really excited. All right, so we can't get into that portion of it. All right, and you said the media blackout. There's obviously a reason for a media blackout. So you guys right. know that. But, okay, so go ahead to the UN then.
Let's sure. So the UN has – everybody's been briefed there. Everybody's ready. Some documentation and whatnot has been completed. And everybody is quite ready and, frankly, have all kind of gotten each other psyched up and ready for this to go on there. That is – and that's UN mainly Security Council issues because they're remember, stuck in a bit of a limbo because when they released from Chapter 7 – it's they're kind of really stuck in a tough spot for them. So they're ready to get out of that spot. IMF is very much facilitating and very eager to assist in the process and are being helped by a few very senior diplomats that were senior statesmen, both here and abroad. And we're very, very grateful for them. Unfortunately, we can never say their name, but we're extremely grateful that they're assisting and helping the IMF as well as others facilitate the process. They are on lockdown. They are ready to go. The U.S. Treasury has done all their homework. They've done all their stuff and, in essence, kind of turned over the keys, if you will, as much as you can, again, going on there. There are some definite rumors floating around the U.S. Treasury about different scenarios, meaning, hey, we're going to blow this thing off till whenever. Most of that is misinformation or a misunderstanding of the current situation because they've become very quiet about what's going on and limiting who knows what, when, and where. They've frankly come in waves of security consciousness, and right now we're in a wave of more security conscious, which is a good thing. Again, it's also for a reason. The bankers, not just the prime contractor on there, but also the bankers related to the ancillary bankers have prepped. They've had more meetings to work out some last-minute kinks yesterday and are in lockdown right now walking through all their processes again, just kind of a getting ready for game day kind of thing. It's they don't have to do anything else. They're literally just waiting, rear ends and seats, waiting for this thing to go through. And those procedures have been run successfully with those banks here in the last little bit. Let's see. All the security related to banks are on call. And Big Brother is on call or in place, depending on which Big Brother you're talking about.
Okay, so now let's go back.
Sure.
Something significant happened yesterday. It was actually at 5:35. So it was very significant. You want to talk about that? We can't talk about that?
Huh? Well, there's a couple things that happened right about that time. Which one are you talking about?
DFI.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about that. Sure. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, that's important to know, and why it affects what we're doing right now.
Okay, yeah, great. Thank you. I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, so the DFI funds, were released, but then there's a lot of different segments of those DFI funds that release. And so what has happened was that due to some political back and forth, there are certain segments of the DFI funds that were still under protection, and those protection of those funds have been released. So in essence, they're grown up. They're in the big boy world now, and they got to defend themselves in court just like everybody else, and they have to follow all the rules, and they can't just assume liabilities won't pile up on them. The reason for it is that is a vital part of the RV process, and that's not supposed to occur until the RV hits. If you all remember, almost a month ago, it was announced, and they released part of it at that time, and they also had scheduled out certain times, and we've reached those schedules.
So, for those who didn't get it, again, DFI funds were already given back, but they were frozen and still protected. As of 5:30 yesterday, they are unprotected, which that was the basis of the whole foundation for the RV, was what Iraq agreed, 20% reduction in all their debts and protection of their funds against lawsuits, everything else.
Right.
If that has been released as of 5:30 yesterday, so
yes.
Already put it out there, then you guys should know what's really going on without going in any in depth with it. But that's where we are at this point. Also with some other provisions of 13303 that were released, but what wasn't is the contracts and agreements of how the country will operate, run, and do business with others. So that was really significant yesterday.
Yeah,
okay,
great point.
A great reason for us to be excited yesterday and knew what was coming and when it came and what we should have expected. So with that, again, yesterday, a little bit of turmoil after all that because, you know, everybody got to pull out their last ace in the stack or whatever and let me see what I can do. But right now, we're smooth sailing, no arguments, no fussing, no fighting, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody is back to where they need to be. I will also say it is very much, especially my context, very much reviewing this as a foregone conclusion, like basically they're all in the point of how to control the media. You know, they're viewing this as past tense and walking through on media in different countries, media in the U.S., you know, enforcement actions against bad guys. Basically, they're very much viewing this as a foregone conclusion, which is a nice thing to add.
Even though it's not, and I told you guys a week ago, 2 weeks ago, that the goal was to try to get to the 1st of June. We were hoping they didn't, but that was some people's goal, was to get the 1st of June and then see what they could do in July. But we don't know that we're going to make it there or not going to make it there. See how I did that?
But I like that.
If we were telling you yesterday we're just biding our time, waiting for time, what do you think we're doing today? So I just want to put that in there. All right, who else did we leave out? Where'd you stop at? Washington?
Washington, then we went to banks. They're ready. They're queued up. They're
well, let's go back to the banks. Cause I'm
sure.
Yesterday, banks weren't too happy, were they?
They were quite upset it wasn't done, and in fact, they were told that some of them said, "We're doing our, you know, screw it, we're not doing anything." In fact, this is quite funny. We're not going to name the bank because it actually happened at several banks, but this is, you know, I think everybody who has paid attention to Dinarville will understand the frustration that the bankers are going through. So. Most banks are literally at the whims just like us, and they're just getting whipped around just like us. Oh, get ready. Oh, no, never mind. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, no, never mind. And so what has happened was a lot of banks said, you know, after Memorial Day, to heck with you. We're going to disassemble our places. We're going to stop working, and, you know, we're done with this. You know, and hey, you know, call us after and we'll ramp up, but we really don't care. And they've done this a couple times, but this time a lot of banks were dead serious. So literally people were
being reassigned. Let's just say.
Yeah, just being reassigned and getting everything done and getting all, and this is at several different banks, not one, several. And so they've been giving the speech to everybody saying, here's your, you know, Bobby, you're going here. John, you're going here. Tony, you're going here. And literally, sometimes in those meetings, several banks had the same issue that you know, they took a break after, or they took, you know, a little pause for it, and then came back and said, okay, you know, for the last time period we've been meeting here, scratch everything I just said. And yeah, go back to sit your behind in front of the screen and wait for this sec. So, I mean, this is what they were doing at many different banks. So you can imagine they're going through the same dang thing we are, but they're spending tons and tons of money you know, prepping for this all the time, burning people out. I mean, it's a real issue that everybody's very upset about. But anyway, just it's a little bit of kind of humor, kind of also realism that we are not in this alone.
So I'm going to go one step further. They went through that, and even at the end of the day, guys, they've been designated or given a time period to actually, as we have, look for the packages. I'm going to say that. How about that?
Yep,
that was
great.
Been given a time period to look for the packages. So that was one hell of a roller coaster ride in 24 hours. I mean, you guys got to understand that. Up, down, and I mean in a matter of 2 or 3 hours, back and forth. And like DC said, he has 17 on his own. We have a group of 12, and everybody has their own. And the information going up and down and good and bad and all the way from, you know, 2 days now to July 1st to November 1st. I mean, just craziness to get where we are today. So, and I know you guys really didn't want to experience that with us yesterday or earlier today or even right now, but it's all good right now because everybody's happy at this moment. Okay. Do we leave out anything?
I think we got it.
Nope. Even got down to the packages, so okay. Let me see. All right, so our very first caller is a California caller. So I have to ask him a question before we get started. All right. Okay, are you there, 415? 415? Nope. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if this person wasn't here. It's our first caller. And they've been on this line for 3,242 minutes. 3,242 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I said, now, they got one serious question they want to ask. And I don't know what it is, but they probably fell asleep at the 3,000 minutes. I'm saying, man. Okay, so they went through all that, and they're not here. 415, you're not here, right?
I don't know. That's
okay, man, I'm telling you, 3,242 minutes, and the hand rest went down. 520,
I'm here.
Yep, I can hear you. How are you doing?
I could do a lot better. We have heard, you know, all kinds of time periods. We've heard back walls. We've heard every bit of this stuff for months and months and months, and my whole focus of my getting on the call is really to point out a couple of things and ask you some questions, DC.
Okay.
First of all, going back to this whole issue, in a way I wish I had never known about the November and December early payouts. I wouldn't be as mad, but
sure.
Who is supposed to believe that the UST didn't know that the banks were actually doing early currency exchanges since November, December of last year?
Who believes?
Yeah.
Wait,
nobody
said that they didn't believe or they didn't know about it. Nobody said that.
Well, then why wasn't something done about it? In particularly, why didn't we, the people, start protesting directly to the UST 6 months ago? Here we are 6 months. We're no better off. We're not at the banks. Enough is enough. You know, who's that make sense to, that we know that the UST knew all about this and didn't do anything about it? And here it is. We kept our mouth closed. As far as I remember, Tony, at least twice you backed down after getting a phone call from some powerful official in D.C. to not do anything. Not protests, no tweets, no phone calls, no emails.
Okay, all right, hold on. I'll answer the question. So not you, DC. I'll answer the question. All right.
I'll be happy to. Sure.
It's going to be a long time. First of all, November and December and what they were doing is their privilege, okay? I mean, their congressman says that. Hold on.
What do you mean their privilege?
Well, I had to mute you because I'm going to tell you what I mean if you let me talk. All right. And I'm seeing it's something that they assume is their privilege we do because of who they are. They always have, always will get special privileges, and the rich will always be the rich and do things that we can't do. Now, not that we can't protest about it, argue about it, fuss and fight, and do the things we were going to do. Now, we knew it was going on, and we had it. We wanted to get ours, and we were promised ours in January. So, you know, our turn is going to come, all the information we got. I wasn't protesting, and I don't because they got paid, or even because they got paid before us. Now, I'm saying the congressmen, senators, the bankers were something totally different because we should have got paid when they got paid. What we were protesting about, what we the people put together, was because when we heard the rates they were getting and that we weren't going to get those rates. That's what upset me and everybody else, because they're going to do what they're going to do, and we wanted to get paid in January, February, absolutely correct, and when they did. So when they knew that process wasn't going to happen, they stopped paying. They wanted to delay. I never, and I've said this several times, guys, never want to get involved in our country's business and our government's business for them doing whatever they were doing to not do the RV, because they had legitimate reasons at times, as we found out, to not do the RV. So we know those things, and I'm not here to get involved in our government's business. I was here. DC, is that you?
So yep, sorry, I'm near the bird.
Okay. What I was here for, and what we've always been here, is the people of TNT, the people of Dinarland, to make sure we got treated fairly after everything we've gone through, that we get the same rates that they get, or an opportunity to get those same rates. So that's what we were here for us and fighting for. And then when we were assured, okay, you're right, when we had a guy from D.C., one of the most powerful people in our country, contact us and say, I got you. And without saying who he is, but anyway, saying I got you guys, you're right, and it's been known throughout the whole country, and you guys have no idea. I had no idea, but still, you know, we're going to work and we're going to make sure everything's right, and along with everybody that was in D.C. already supporting us, who actually raised enough noise along with us in D.C. for him to come and say, I got you guys, we're going to make it right. They've agreed they're going to make it right. That's what that was about. Any other time other than that, I mean, we always want it. We've always been told it's going to happen, and then for whatever reason, it's delayed. And the reason has been fluid, okay, and moving. And it's gone from, you know, Iraq wanting something, to the IMF wanting something, to the UST wanting something, to everybody agreeing, to everybody not agreeing. That's right, and there's been reasons. And those reasons have been things that have taken place in the world, not necessarily dealing with the RV, but the world, where the RV was used to negotiate some other things, some other changes in the world, where it was used for our own economy, when our dollar was going to go down a whole lot faster than we wanted to. Those are not the things we want just so we can have money today. I'm just like you and everybody else. I want my money today. I wanted it 6 months ago, but I don't want it at the expense of every other American. I don't want it at the expense of our country, because I don't care how much you have. If you're a third world nation, it's not going to do you any good. Now, as long as those government people, I mean, congressmen, senators, aren't still getting paid, the banks aren't being able to pay their friends and family and everything else with excluding us at a higher rate, then it's their business. And I'm trying to see where it fits in. I'm not trying to affect their business. You shouldn't be either as a citizen unless they're doing something illegal, immoral, or something else. What we're trying to do is find out where it is, why it is, and not be a hindrance to our government. That, I don't ever want to do that. I spent 15 years in the military. I was born here, going to die here. I'm a U.S. citizen, and I'm going to always do that. I respect every other country, and I'm going to bring the information out to do that. So I don't think anybody was purposely doing that. They may have been doing something for their own glory, as we've heard, and it can work out that way. But, and I'll just tell you guys, I mean, you can be the biggest idiot in the world if you want to, but I'm not going to come on a call and challenge the President of the United States to a duel. I mean, I'm just not going to do that. I have more common sense than that. Even if you don't, I do. So, I mean, fully understand that. We know where things are at. We know who's doing it. But I'm not stupid. And if you think I'm stupid, then you're stupid. Because I'm not stupid. And I'm talking to you personally. I mean, anybody else out there that think this is what I'm going to do. Now, if we don't get paid, and some other people got paid, that's a whole different animal than what we're talking about right now today. So, I mean, hopefully you guys can understand what got us here while we're still waiting. There were some other factors, and I'll tell you several times there were things I couldn't tell you if I wanted to. DC might can tell you. I mean, some things are classified now. Some things are our business, and they're just some things just are not. We have to let them do what they need to do. If it's any other case other than that, again, then I would say, hey, it's time for us to do something. Somebody else would have said it. People in D.C. would have said it. And they've called and they have said that, hey, just wait. You know, I mean, we've gotten a call. I got this. Just hold on. Just do this. Just put the information out. Everything else is going to come out right. Just wait and see. It's going to come out right. And that's what we've been trying to do. So I know that was a long explanation, but I can see where you're going, and I want people to understand what our purpose is here. Our purpose here at TNT is for Denarians to make sure they're treated fairly, get paid right, and help you advance and do the best things you can with your money. It is not here to fight our government over decisions that they're making that's going to affect us for the next century. Okay, DC, did I explain that enough, or you want to say something?
I think you did great. I would like to add my own couple cents in there. One, you know, I think it's absolutely fair to be frustrated, mad, and angry that some people were paid out as early as October. And I think, you know, and then it really ramped up during the times we've talked about. I think that's a fair, frankly, thing to do. When they were doing it, almost everybody to a fault, except a very few, believed that, hey, I'm going, you know, a few hours, maybe a day or two ahead of somebody else. So almost everybody doing it, that's the message they got. Hey, you know, everybody else is right behind me. I'm just getting in front of the line. Okay, fine. And to be perfectly blunt, I'm not happy with it, but I'm going to live with it because why are we all here? We're not here to create some new political party, new whatever. We're here to be paid, and everybody's here to do that. Tony and I are here to assist everybody understand the best scenario possible for them and their families and to get paid. I mean, net of all this thing, I want to exchange my Iraqi dinar for U.S. dollar for a very high rate of return. That's it. So by instigate, or anyway, so everybody else who thought they were in just the front of line just a few hours, frankly, are extremely angry about this, and to be perfectly blunt, have been the most helpful in pointing out specific points of what they believe is morally reprehensible. And we have brought that to their attention, both publicly and sometimes privately, saying, hey, you do not want this to go out, and this is what this guy is doing. Here's how we know it. Here's what's going on. And that has been taken care of. You also have to believe either, you know, the way I view it is you either have to be part of the system or get the hell out of the system. You can work to modify the system and absolutely, you know, work to be elected yourself or support those through financial and time resources in order to change the system that you best see fit. That's the wonderful part about being a democracy, is that we can all have a vote in this. And we all can't, because regardless of what, however powerful a position they're in, they're elected by everybody else. So they know they're part of this system. I will also state that history can be a wonderful thing. It also can be a you-know-what. It can be just the biggest pain in the you-know-what out there. See, Tony, I didn't cuss. and you can bet your you-know-what. It's like trying to swim without arms. is that basically these things will come out. You just can't hide a large part of what's going on. And they're going to get filleted by this. But also, some scenarios that seemed extremely aggravating, they're going to say, oh, I can see why you're trying to protect us right now, and we didn't fully understand that, sir. Thank you for doing that. In some scenarios, you're going to say, listen, you selfish son of a gun, why in the hell did you do this? Just for some glory hog? But then other scenarios, it's going to be very much, hey, thank you for taking a lot of hits there, and you know, and you know, thank you for doing the unpopular thing, but doing the right thing. And so I think there are a lot of different positions and a lot of different people. I will also state that I think many different people made both of those decisions, both some things that were selfless and some things that were selfish. So I think that's how it's going to go through. Are you mad that, you know, I think it's perfectly okay to be angry that this has taken this long, because this is an incredibly complicated situation. And I'd like to sum it up and say, guys, this is the biggest financial transaction ever. So, and we're just a very small part of this thing. And we have to accept that.
Okay. But and I'm going to say this, and hold on, because I'm going to come back to you, because I know you want to say something. But I'm going to say this. You guys have no idea, and I can say that it honestly, no idea of, I mean, what I've gone through the last 4 years just to get you this information. I mean, personally, family, everything else, to say we're bowing down, or no idea what we, and I can say we, me, Pam, Ray, DC, our Intel group, have to look forward to for the next 10 years because we did what we did. I mean, because we've gone this far right now, you have no idea what we're going to have to go through without seeing it to everybody.
Well, I think we can.
to do. And it's all been, you know, about you guys, because we've been obligated to do that. And, man, I could have walked away from this a long time ago and not had to say, okay, I got the money, but now what? Because, you know, they listening to my phones. I don't care where I go. They're watching me. They got people. I mean, they have somebody constantly watching you for the next 10, 15 years in your business. Have to, all your documents got to go through them. You guys have no idea what we're going to have to do in order to do this. So please don't insinuate that I didn't do what I'm supposed to do. Just don't do that, because I think I've done my fair share. But, okay, if it comes down to that. But be mad. I understand that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Go ahead.
I'm not insinuating. I'm just saying that you built us up with information that you were getting calls even from banks to expose some things, and you told us that. Maybe first of all, you shouldn't have told us that. And so we were behind you, whatever it needs to take place to do that, to back you up and to expose the crooked politicians or weasels or whatever how you call them. But we need to know who these weasels are so that they're not voted back in November. And
this is the thing, because I think you've asked that or somebody else has asked that before, okay? I mean, but think what you're asking me right now. Would I go and tell you who all those people are right now before we even got paid? Before it
well,
even
before November,
if it would cause the problem to stop the process?
Who is supposed to believe, who does that make sense to, that this would stop the process? You're telling me these people have that much control to stop this process? Because we, the people, have raised up and said, enough is enough? Who makes sense to anybody
who knows who the president is, the vice president is, who knows who Congress is, who knows who the bankers are, who they work for. Anybody who lives in the real world would know they could extend this another 3 or 4 years just under the threat of that until they figured it out. Why do you think it's been extended this long? They've been trying to figure out how to do just that. Do what?
Yeah, they've been trying to figure out how to not pay us.
Well, they're not necessarily concerned about paying you anymore. They're concerned about how much you know and don't know and what you're going to do afterwards if they do pay you. That's their real concern right now.
Well, they know
and
right
I've had
now.
To sign over almost everything, DC, that saying that we won't do that, we won't be involved in that, just so you can get paid, just so you know. That's part of the agreement that I had to make.
Right. Well, evil will continue to prevail when there are no good men doing anything about it, and that's all I've got to say. Thank you.
Well, I would also state one thing on there. You're making an assumption, and if you know what you do when you make an assumption, make an ass out of you and me. And what I'm saying is that there are very good people in this process who are righting these wrongs. They have to do it quietly. They have to do it in a legal form or fashion, because we do live in, you know, a land of laws, thank God, where you can't, you know, you can't just have some dictator run some party and do something stupid. They have to follow laws, and if you don't, you get out of the line. And if somebody doesn't do something right, there are investigations going on. And there are tons of investigations going on, and most of them will, if they did wrong, they will be brought to justice. Some will get away, and you're just going to have to get over that. But most will be brought to justice. Some will basically be asked to, you know, as little as retire early. Some will be publicly humiliated. Some will go to jail. And that's what's going on right now.
And you have 65, unprecedented, 65 members of Congress that are leaving in July and August. Why do you think they're leaving in July and August? I mean, guys, got to look a little bit down the road, see what's going on. And we had that information 2 months ago. We know what they were preparing to do as soon as this happened, so they could get away. Well, I shouldn't say get away, but just so they said, anyway. All right, let's go on. Let's go with the...
I think a lot of people feel that way, but I also think it's important to hear what we had to say about that. So I think it was a bunch of good questions there.
Yeah, I think so too. And I understand the frustration, because you guys
think
I'm not frustrated? Man, you're out your mind. Cause believe me, I am. Believe me. Okay, 830. I was going to figure out how to skip you once again, but...
Hey, Tony.
Hey.
Let me turn this thing down.
Okay, can you turn that down? Turn it down?
Yes, sir, I'm working on it. Guys, I want to tell you, Tony, I can't imagine what you've been through, and I don't know how these people think they can know what you've been through. I want to apologize for our ignorance and making a bouncing board out of you guys, and also our ignorance to the fact that this RV is not about us individually that hold the NART. That ain't it. And I appreciate what you're doing. You guys have, this thing is, you know, we may know 0.1% of this, and that may be a big number. And these people that think it's about them and their denar and their frustrations, that just ain't it. But anyway, let me get off of that. Is there anything to this Christine Lagarde deal about her being in trouble or something?
Let me see. Who was her predator?
I think I touched the nerve, didn't I?
It didn't well for him, did it?
Oh, my God. Man, that was over a year ago. I mean, this is nothing. Everybody.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah, they're just, it's more of harassment. It's
just old news.
Yeah. Thankfully, yeah.
Do you guys think we're back on track? We still got a possibility to say before the end of the month? You think that's still a reality possibility?
I strongly do, yes, sir.
Okay. Guys, thank you for what you're doing. I want everybody to understand it ain't about us, and we're blessed to be here. I think we're the chosen few, and we need to look at it that way and try to understand this thing is just too hugely big and too many power players in here. We don't understand power at all. You guys have probably learned more about power in the last year or so, especially in the recent times. Y'all probably know more about power than half the world. But thanks for what you're doing. Keep doing it. And is the contract rate still a possibility, guys?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I'm going to move on. You guys have a super fantastic day, and thank you for who you are.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So I'm going to go one more. So, I mean, for those of you who know and have confidence, which we try and give to you and explain to you, should know, in my military career, I've been here. I've seen things, heard things. I mean, Clarence, know how government works and everywhere else. And we need to understand that the world isn't the 10 blocks we live in. The county we live in, the city we live in, not even the country that we live in. I mean, this is bigger than all of that together, and there's all those kind of leaders. DC, which I wish I could give you his background, and just from his knowledge, you guys should know, and I did tell you one time, long time ago, that he was here in the beginning of this part. He is... told you yourself, I'm pretty sure, because if he didn't, I'll get ready to tell you. But he's been face-to-face with Maliki himself. I think you said that before. So
yeah,
anyway.
A lot of times I have. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so.
Not recently, but I have.
Yeah, you have to know the knowledge that he's bringing and where he's been and this whole situation and background. So have confidence in that we know what we're doing. We're talking to some people, which to me, and I've said it several times, is unbelievable. I never thought I would have, you know, these kind of people as contacts or people that have contacted me or people who have passed information to me from other people in Washington, D.C. And, it's just something that happened. But with that, we have to know we are privileged. I know we're privileged to be getting the information we're getting, that's for sure, to get the understanding. And they're not doing that because they don't want us to get paid. They're doing that because they want to pay us. They want us to understand the process. They want us to start thinking about things we can do with it to prolong it. They gave us the information. I didn't know that they think 97.7% of you are going to be broke in 2 years, and here's why. Can you explain that? Can we work on that? Can we get knowledge and everything else? If they didn't want us to have it, they wouldn't be putting that out. Actually, if they didn't want us to have it, to tell you the truth, I wouldn't even be doing this call. Because they know how to shut me up real quick. So this whole thing would be over. So when people come out and say that, it doesn't even make sense to me. I mean, they wouldn't say, you know, keep people going, make sure they stay in. And I'm not saying everybody, but there's, like D.C. says, so many people in D.C., in government, different agencies, finance places, that really want us to benefit from this. So when people just come on and say, you know, they don't want us to have it, there is a group that we call the weasels. And I'm not going to say they don't want you to have it. They don't want you to have $30, $20, $18, and all that. They don't care if you have the international rate because it's international. They just want to do something else with the rest of that money. That's all. And we understand that. So, again, we're here to make sure that, you know, we get what their buddies got, what their family members got, and even what some of them got themselves. I mean, that's our goal, just to be treated fairly in this whole process, not to hijack the process, demand something happen when we don't even know what's going on. Okay, kind of went off. Huh? All right, 617.
Hi.
Hi.
I I'm just curious to know who's got charge, who has charge of this right now. Who's the one that's going to?
I don't know. SDC.
To release it.
It depends on who's. What do you mean by who's in charge?
Well, Maliki had charge of it before, and is he in charge now, or is somebody else in charge now?
Okay, I will say this. Maliki has done his part,
uh-huh.
and now it's facilitation mode.
Wait, say that again? Say it again?
I believe it is my little beyond brain's belief that Maliki has done his part, and it is in a facilitation mode.
I just wanted to make sure you repeated that.
I noticed.
We're not paying attention. So anyway. Okay.
Okay.
Where I think a lot of people kind of get, and I mentioned that not to pick on you, but to point out the fact that a lot of people think, and even my wife sometimes, and she's married to me, believe that one person should have this and they should drive this home. And that's nice, and I agree. I wish that would have happened. Frankly, it would have gotten done a long time ago. But the realistic scenario is there are a lot of very, very powerful people doing the extremely historic financial transaction right now, and they all have pieces of the pie. And so what they've done is narrow that down to where there's just very few people really involved right now in the grand scheme of things. And those folks turned it over to the facilitators right now. And as long as everybody stays out of the facilitators' business, then we're good.
Okay, that sounds good. I just want to say one thing. I trust everything you guys say, and I don't know what we would have done if we didn't have the information from you. I don't know how anybody can get upset with you because it's not your fault. You're giving us the information that you're getting, and you know better than we do what kind of information you're getting. You're not gonna feed us information that's not true. So anybody that thinks that, I think they should kind of have their heads examined a little bit. But I want to thank you, and I appreciate everything you're doing. And I don't know what I would do if I didn't have this information coming from you.
All right. Well, thank you. We
thank
appreciate
you
being part. Okay.
Thank
have
you.
A great day.
All right.
You too.
Okay, 636. Okay, sound like he's playing basketball or something. 352.
Sounds good right now.
Hey, Tony, is that you?
This is me. Is that you?
That's me. Hey, just a couple questions. I picked up that you said the contract rates were still in place.
Yep.
Is the dong still in the first basket?
Far as I know, it is.
Still over a dollar? Do you see?
Well, there you go.
Dong still over a dollar, DC?
I know so. bottom line is, I believe so. The last time it was showing on there. Don't be surprised if it changes.
Okay. Being the facilitators are really working on it real hard, I'm assuming you guys will be able to go over the package with us by Sunday night. What time are you going to put the call out?
Well played.
Come on, DC.
Frankly, I hope to be doing it before then.
Oh, come on.
Woo, what you got out of him. Look what you got out of him.
Well, thanks, guys. I'm glad you didn't call my number after that other call.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for everything you do, okay?
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right.
Thanks.
Okay. 662. Good evening.
Hello?
Yes. Good evening. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing? I'm fine.
Super fantastic. You're fine.
Oh,
okay,
Tony, I can't believe I'm talking to y'all. Okay. I'm Big Sam on the board, and I have just a couple of questions I just wanted to ask right quick. I'm not going to go off snap. I want y'all to have a good day. Am I understanding correctly that there will be a walk-in street rate, the international rate, then there's supposed to be one that where you can walk in with no NDA and it's a little higher than the street rate, then a low contract rate and a high contract rate?
That's what I heard.
Or am I? Okay. And do you know the tax for each level?
No, we don't know the taxes for each level until they come out with it.
Okay, and that's where you all would get the, go ahead.
Yeah, we get our package. Well, I don't even know if the taxes are actually being there because we're getting a package from the bank or the UST from the bank.
Well, both.
Yeah.
Both. It's going to be coordinated with both.
Okay. So, but, well, it should already be put together because they talked about it 2 weeks ago. So, but we'll just read it off then.
Okay. So that goes into my next question. Once they give you 800 numbers, are we then called a bank and make it? I mean, is it one number and they'll differentiate us out according to where we live and how much we have? Or how is that going to work?
Okay. DC is going to explain it to you. I mean, I will if you don't want to. But
no, no, sure. So the snare that we have right now, and again, our packet and procedures that we'll go through are going to give us very much detail. So I think that's where everybody really wants to pay attention. But what we understand right now is that they will be given a 1-800 number, and you'll say, I live in New York.
Mississippi.
Mississippi?
Yes.
Very nice.
Biloxi.
Okay.
Biloxi. All right, go ahead.
Biloxi. Very nice. I like Biloxi a lot. I was actually born in Mississippi. Anyway, my point in mentioning is that you'll say, okay, I'm in Biloxi. Here's what I like. And they'll say, okay, ma'am, you have X number of options within this range of folks. What would you like to do? And they will walk you through those scenarios. And because you've paid attention to the procedures that Tony and DC guy did, then we will walk through, and then you'll be able to know, okay, I want option A at bank XYZ.
Okay.
So they'll have the rates for you, he's saying, and you'll be able to choose which bank. They're going to ask you which bank because there's one central number that will direct you to the bank of your choice.
Right.
And that'll be your only appointment.
If you don't have reserves, or if you want to be conscious, depends on it. If you want to be security conscious, actually, I'll bring it up on there. And I know the bankers aren't going to like this, but tough, because it's just being safe. What I'm personally going to do, because I don't like having a huge, massive nest egg in my back pocket, and it makes me nervous. So what I'm going to do is break it up in between at least two, if not more, trips to the bank. I know banks are going to flip out about that, but I don't care. It's just a safe thing to do just for your own personal safety, because you don't want to have a guy put a gun in your face and say, give me your money, and you're thinking, right, this is my grandchildren's college education, you know, and you don't want to have that thought. You just want to give it, you know, go away. And so my point in mentioning is I think it's a safety thing in order to break that up.
Okay, and that leads into my next to the last question. How many days before the rate just bottoms out? How many days do we have before getting anything over the international rate is invalid?
Okay, this is what I'm going to tell you, what I've said for years. Even though, you know, we think we know that time frame, the minute I tell you, they're going to change it.
Okay.
They're not going to let me tell, you know, 2 million people this is when the rate's going down. Or this
right,
is the
Tony,
window,
I don't want
you
to
tell
anything that's going to cause a pause, a break, a stop, or anything else. I'm tired. I'm ready to get my little issue and go on my own way. And the last question. Okay.
Wait a minute, because I am going to give you something. I am going to give you something.
I'm ready.
You guys can look at is, and that is first mouse, second mouse, third mouse, which I've been giving you. So when that second mouse goes, because that's you're definitely going to see the rate going up, then
just go
before it comes down. You know, that's all. That's all.
Okay.
You don't have to wait till the tip top to go. Just go. All right.
I don't want the tip top. I ain't gonna pay them taxes. The government get enough. Oh, they're going to give it. Okay. The last question was, as far as converting cash over into, like, gold, silver, euros, what is illegal? I mean, I understand you're not supposed to have, like, the big gold brick, right?
You can. You just have to, you know, you just have to follow the rules. And there are new rules that you have to follow, regardless of that. As long as you declare it and as long as you, you know, pay taxes when you're supposed to, you're fine. You can have those.
Okay, well, that's it. And I appreciate everything. And
okay.
I'm ready. Thank you.
All right,
Tony.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you, DC. Hey, Pam.
Thank you.
All right, Pam.
Well, since you said, hey, Pam, you guys got to know, Pam just told me I got to hang up. So she said it's late in the evening, people getting off work, and we can only do an hour call this afternoon. Okay, so what we really want you guys to know is that everybody is everybody's telling me to end the call. Look, end the call. want you guys to know yesterday, well, go ahead, DC, and tell them.
That's what we call a setup, my friends. That's what we call a setup. So this is our last deal.
This is
one
it.
More call. Okay, guys, everything looks really, really good. Again, my understanding, my extremely strong understanding, is it's in the facilitation mode, and that's a great spot for us. And please read between the lines that you best fit, or best see fit. Excuse me. And I believe that a lot of the shenanigans and stupidity that has been going on, that has been just incredibly painful, has turned into a much more positive scenario where everybody, a lot more people are pushing to get this done right now. There still are people who are trying to obstruct this, obstruct issues, and frankly, that's going to happen the whole damn time. So you may hear, "Hey, my guy is saying this." Well, what I'd also tell you to do, and I do it personally, even though most of my intel folks are very much personal friends of mine and I've known for years, decades, is you can't bet your whole life on what one person says or doesn't say. You need to put the whole picture together. Like we mentioned before, we have about 28 unique points of contact, and I don't think we have it all figured out. So I would just say that things look really, really good from all of our points right now. It's extremely optimistic, and we want to keep that positive thoughts and prayers focused towards that.
Pam, anything besides get off the call?
How about be good to the few mods we have left, or we have to close everything before you want it closed, and pay it forward.
Okay, Ray.
Hey, it's been one heck of a ride. Let's enjoy the rest of the week and get the most out of it.
All right. Okay, guys, with all of them said, and again, the purpose waiting today was we were waiting for more good news. We were waiting for a shorter window. We were waiting to make sure what we thought was going to happen and expected is actually on the way. And as DC told you, it's being facilitated right now. So you should be happy. I'm happy. And there is that chance. I mean, we seriously thought yesterday was it, a whole lot of people, and it didn't happen because of the situation. But it's over with. Right now, we're right back there. We're actually more excited, more people, and as he told you, his people are doing this as it's a foregone conclusion. That part's over with. Let's go on to the next thing. So let's just see what happens. We got a little bit of time here to play with. It's not the first yet, but we don't expect to see the first either. So let's just go until we do. With that, enjoy your day. And, yes, I wouldn't mind doing a late call. I wouldn't even mind doing a call tomorrow if it's the call, so everybody knows. Let's get it over with. All right. Thank you, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Everybody call me. Everybody call me. I'm going to tell you something. All right. Bye.
Okay.
Your conference
bye.
Recording has stopped.